Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Today's wonder chapter is Genesis chapter 2. And as usual, let's start off with a bang. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty Lord, we want to thank you for yet another gift of another day. I want to thank you for the gift of love. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for each and everything that you have done in our lives, for the small things that you have done and the small things that you're going to do that end up in a big way, for they put them into your hands. Whether where we have gone wrong, Almighty loving God, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your pardon, that may you have mercy on us. May you forgive us. May you look down on us with your eyes of mercy. And may continue blessing us as we come to share this small word this today. Father, may you come and be with us. Let us understand every word. And may you use us to be instruments of peace. May you use us to spread your word. May you use us to guide other people who have gone astray. We put all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, through Jesus who strengthens us. Amen. So today we're going to look at Genesis chapter 2. It's a continuation of the story of creation. Our previous meeting, we looked at Genesis chapter 1. So yesterday, I was picking up from Genesis chapter 2. And as usual, I'm going to read first, and then at the end, we're going to internalize what you have understood, and we pick up from there. Thus, the heaven and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creation that he had done. Adam and Eve. This is account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heaven. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up. For the Lord had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work on the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now God had planted a garden in the east in Eden. And there he put the man he had formed. The Lord made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it separated into four water heads. The name of the first is Fishon. It unwinds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good, aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is Gishon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs along the ends east side of Asher, and the fourth river is Euphrates. The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work in it and to take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to man to see what he could name them. And whatever man called each living creature, that was its name. So man gave names to all livestock, the birds in the sky, and wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So God caused the man to fall into deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's rib and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." That's why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife are both naked, and they felt no shame. Brothers and sisters, like, this is our wonder chapter for today. And as usual, what stories do I pick? What lessons do I learn from today's story? The first thing that really comes to me is God took time to rest. Amen. Because you can really see from day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, every single day, there was creation. There was always something to do. There was work to do. But on the seventh day, God rested. What do I learn from this? That's actually the first lesson I pick from today's wonder chapter. That we always need time off. We always need a break from whatever we are doing. Yes, someone is saying, how long should the break be? Someone could not even be asking, are you sure we need to be working 24 hours? Some of you may be like, we want to maximize profits and all that stuff. But it's always good to take time off. Why? During this time off, you can sit down and reflect on what you have been doing. The same way the Bible tells us that God took time off. And I was reading the, what's this version of the Bible called? God took time off to admire. That's what it says. I've forgotten the version, but it says, God took time off to admire what he had created and to take rest. That's the same thing that we should do. Take off time. Because trust me, like, in most times when we're doing some things, it that like they don't always go how we plan. Amen. Yes, some do, but some always have, like, there are always those small problems. I don't call them problems, but challenges that arise when you are when you're doing every sort of thing. And it's in these times that we take off the rest that we can use it to communicate with God. Amen. For example, you could be, let me see, you could have said a business. And Monday to like Saturday, you're there working on your business. But on Sunday, you can use that small time to be like, hello, God. You have seen the business. You have seen what is going through. This and this is happening. Could you please help me? Or you can even be like, dear God, I want to thank you for the business. It's going on smoothly. Everything is happening well. And you don't really have to wait for that day. You can do this every day. Amen. The time God took off to rest, it's not now that you should get a specific day and be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be there. I don't know, on Sunday, I'm going to thank God for everything. It can actually be even a time period during that day. You can be like, if I wake up in the morning, or when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to say my prayer. That is the time you're allocating for God. Amen. That's the time you're taking off. And it's like, to rest doesn't mean you're just going to Netflix and chill. You can rest from your daily, from your earthly activities. Amen. And in that time, you can be doing your heavenly activities. You can be doing something, your spiritual. You can be building up your spiritual store in that period of rest. It doesn't mean you should just, you're just going to be there looking good and all that stuff. But yeah, that time is also needed. But the biblical time of rest is time you set aside your earthly activities for the kingdom. But don't misquote me. You also need time off. You need time to Netflix and chill. You need time to listen to your songs. Yeah? You need time to dance, to do what makes you happy. But don't forget, you need time to rest from your earthly activities. Amen? And give time to your grace. So that's the first lesson that I learned from today. What else do I learn? I learned that God requires patience. Amen? How? You're going to ask me, how is this? I want us to go back to verse 5. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth. No plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work on the ground. I want you to internalize that. Yeah? That it need, like, rain was needed for the plants to spring up. Had you ever thought of that? So even the seeds that were planted by God needed rain. And he did not say, let there be plants, and then everything happened. There was a time frame. Because when you look at the Bible, no shrub had yet appeared. Meaning there was some time span. And these seeds had to be patient and wait for the rain God was sending. It's the second biggest lesson that I want us to pick from today's wonder chapter is being patient. I think there's some lessons we'll be picking every day. God is love and being patient. These are the strong things that define us as Christians. And I feel like that's patience is one of the key differences. I don't know. I don't even know how to put this. But let me try to get a word. I feel like patience, it is what puts a big difference on almost every Christian on earth today. Because one will pray, gets tired, gets impatient, stops praying. Another prays, continues persistently. He's patient, he or she is patient, and at the end, they get what they want. I don't know if you're trying to weigh the situation. Just think of that. Patience is what differentiates Christians today. So just like how the seeds had to wait for the rain the Lord was sending, then why don't we also wait for the rain that the Lord is sending for us? Amen. I always tell you, regardless of the situation, God is going to send that rain. God is going to send that rain, and it's going to wash away those problems. It's going to wash away those challenges. He's going to fill that cup. He's going to fill your watershed. No shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had sprung up, for the Lord had not yet sent rain. Think about that. Analyze. It's not da, 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 da. I'm sorry for ta, 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 ta. That element of patience. Are you patient enough? You may be called patience, but are you patient enough? Every day I'll tell you, trust the process. Trust is timing. And you cannot do that if you're not patient. Trust me, however much you try, if you're not patient, nothing. Do you have that spirit of patience in your life? Or you can explain. And if you can explain, can you ask God for that spirit? Because we already said last time that God is a provider. Everything in his stores are abundant. He has abundant mercy. He has abundant grace. He has abundant patience. Everything. There's no shortage in the kingdom. Are you willing to get down on your knees and ask God for patience? God, make me patient. Are you? And that's something that you should really think about. Verse 5. No shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had sprung up, for the Lord had not sent rain on the earth, and there's no one to work on the ground. Are you seeing this? And by the way, there's literally also no one to work on the ground. So who knows what would have happened if the rain had come? Well, yet there's no one to work. Maybe the weeds could have been overtaken over the plants because there's no one to work. But the seeds had to be patient and wait for the rain and wait for someone who would work on the ground. Why don't we wait for our blessings? Why don't we be patient as well? I want us, the next thing that I want us to look at today is, I think, my favorite. Actually, not I think. It's my favorite verse in today's reading. Verse 7. Then the Lord formed man from dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. I don't know, but there's just too much here. There's too much here. Let's just go process by process. Let's take it slowly. Let's take it slowly. Let's absorb word by word. Because this verse literally blows my mind. Amen? Let's read it one more time. Then the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living thing. Amen. The first thing that really touches me is the Lord formed man from dust of the ground. Dust of the ground. Not gold, not silver, not what? Not titanium, not vibranium, nothing. From dust. Amen. And look at what God formed from dust. It's the same creature he's giving authority over everything he had created. All these other things that he had created, God gives them to one person. God gives control, administration of all the things to one creature that he had created from dust. Not gold, not silver, no precious metal, dust. Amen. What do I learn from this? That regardless of your position in any society, regardless of where you come from, regardless of your financial wallet, regardless of your social capital, regardless of what the earth says to you, God can pick you from that same position and put you over everything. Amen. In God's eyes, you're not just Cinderella, you're not just Doreen, you're not just Faith, you're not just Happy, you're not just, okay, the boys will be complaining, you're not just Adrian, you're not just Marvin, you're not just Joshua, you're not just Adam, you're something special for him. He could have used gold. He could have used whatever precious metal that he could have thought of. But what does the Lord do? He goes for the simple things. He goes for dust. And when he gets this dust, what does he do to dust? He models it. And when he models it, what does he do? He breathes life into it. And the moment that he breathed life into it, what happened? This dust became the most valuable thing in the face of the earth. That at one point, he sent his son to die on a cross for this dust for dust. But from the time that he breathed his life into it, from the time that he put part of himself into this dust, it wasn't just dust. At that, it became the greatest thing on the face of the earth. Imagine dust being of more value than silver, gold, bronze, brass. That's just how powerful the power of the breath is. Amen. And on top of already creating you on in his own image, that wasn't enough for him. He went a step further. And what did he do? He breathed. He put part of himself, part of his DNA into you. So do you really think he's going to let you go through what you're going through alone? Definitely not. You're not going to lie to me. Definitely not. You have to start looking at yourself as a priceless possession. Amen. You're a special being. You're a special someone to God. I've always told you, in the eyes of God, you are not just Moses, you're not just Joshua, you're not just Faith, you're not just, insert your name, you're not just, but you are his greatest possession. That on top of picking you from dust and making you more valuable than gold and silver than anything, on top of creating you in his own image, and on top of breathing life into you, he gave you authority over everything. Why? Why, you may ask? Because he loves you. Period. He loves you. And that love is overwhelming. You should not really forget that. That love is overwhelming. And when he created man, did he let man suffer? Did he let man die alone? Did he let man, I don't know. No. He gave man food. Amen. And if you read through, pleasing to the eye and good to eat. That's what the Bible tells us. That is the kind of food that God gave man. He didn't just give him food. He gave him something that was pleasing to look at and good to eat. I told you before last time, the Lord is a provider. And he continues to provide. He continues to care for you. He continues to show his love each and every day. Amen. Verse 18. God cares for man so much that he really sat down and is like, you can't be alone. I realized God could have just filled man with the spirit of content and would be okay alone. Like, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say, but yes, God could have done that. But God says, you know what? Let me get you a helper. Let me get you a special someone. God cares for you. That's something that you should really, really always remember. That regardless of the situation you're in, regardless of what the earth has given you, regardless of what people say about you, regardless of everything, you should always remember that God cares for you each and every single day, that you're always on his mind, and that you should not really forget. Amen. Lastly, let's look at verse 25. Adam and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. Why? Because they were in the presence of the Lord. Period. Nothing. No rocket science. When you're in the presence of the Lord, there's no room for shame. Amen. Always know that when you're in the presence of the Lord, there's no room for shame. Meaning he will never ever embarrass you. Not the Lord himself, not the Lord of Abraham, not the Lord of this Bible, not the Lord who created me, not my creator. He will never put you to shame. So regardless of what you're going through in life, I want you to always remember that the Lord will never put you to shame. And that's what I had for you today. I'll always tell you this, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Get time off, sit down, read Genesis chapter 2 and reflect on it. Feel free to tell us what you have learned. You can send us an email at dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. You can send us a direct message on Instagram at dailygracewithalan. Yes. Or you can send us a voice message via Anchor. Anchor is like an app. And we shall be waiting to hear. We love to hear from you. We love to hear what the Lord has done in your life. We love to hear how you are moving on with your life. How you are reflecting on the Bible. That is it. Much loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful time. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you that you have always been there for us. I want to thank you for having brought us from dust to where we are right now. We don't take it for granted. I want to thank you for always being there, for always providing for us, and for always knowing what is best for us. Where we have gone wrong, we're going to ask you for forgiveness. And you put all plans and everything that we're going to do into your hands, that you, Almighty Father, who formed us from dust and brought us to where we are, will always be in our lives, will always provide for us, will always show us the way, and will always be enough for us. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, through Christ who strengthens us. Amen.